B-Pod Studios.
The players vote on it, and this is where I downshift to. Maybe everyone who's on the outside looking into Major League Baseball just has this totally wrong. Maybe those players that aren't making that top dollar right now are just saying, well, this is the way the game's played, and this is what I signed up for, so that's that. It seems rather strange to me that that's what they would shift to so suddenly.
And, you know, we talk about tone, the theme of today's show, tone deaf with Drew Brees. Talk about tone deaf. Like, these owners and players don't realize that how the ramifications of this is going to be maybe irreversible. I mean, it could look, people come back and they'll start watching, and, you know, but if Major League Baseball doesn't play this year because of money, because of salaries, because of revenue, because owners think they're giving away too much and not making enough. Wow, that's like the epitome of tone deaf.
It certainly seems it. And I know there's a lot of people right now that need to do a lot of, I don't know if soul searching is the right word in Major League Baseball, but it certainly seems like it, because you have a chance here to be the first sport back. I mean, the players proposed something that was probably the most surprising to me, which was at the end of the month, the end of this month, they'd be playing baseball. But because they can't decide on a schedule, they can't decide on money mainly, that's not happening. But you had a chance to jump out ahead of it, the NBA by a month, the NHL by a month, really, because you'd only have training camps starting after July 1st at some point. Baseball will be playing.
Yeah.
And because they can't figure out the finances of all this, when both sides are doing pretty well for the most part, we won't have it.
Yeah.
There's no winners in this.
Absolutely not. Here's the prize they're playing for right now. Who is the most petulant?
Yeah.
Who is the most immature? That's the prize right now that they're waiting for.
And with the severity of what's going on in this country, from the pandemic to unemployment to uninsured to now, you know, the protests, nobody's got time for it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to hear you cry about your money from both sides, players and owners. And it's worse on the owner side for sure, but nobody's got time for that right now. People are prioritizing a lot of things, and you guys are way down on the bottom of that list.
And with everything going on, they had a chance, a perfect chance. And I hate to say the pandemic gives you a perfect chance to reestablish yourself as America's pastime. Mm. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, as you said, Mark, you're the first one back. It's summertime. There's probably still going to be some kind of a quarantine. People can sit back and love, or fall back in love with baseball, and they're totally ruining it.
All right. By the way, somebody's telling me that aromic—that was the word I was having trouble. Someone's telling me that's not a word.
Aromic?
That's the way I thought it was said, but they're like smelly.
Aromic.
Yeah, like a smelly candle.
Aromic, like aroma. Candle.
Yeah, like aroma.
Is that a word?
I don't know. I just read the tweet. And maybe that's more of a weird tweet now because the guy's just making up words. I don't know. The guy's been all over the world. Maybe it's one of those things like the British people say,
aromatic.
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 Yeah. So what are we saying?
I think all of our heads are in a pretzel. Aromatic.
Aromatic. Aromic.
We lost powers to our brain last night. That's what happened.
Losing power sucks.
It does. It's not fun.
Yeah, I thought that tornado, they're called, I forget what they're called, the type of storm, turmeric or something.
Oh, jeez. So
let's stop.
Aromatic. They're okay. Called aromatic.
No, derecho. D-E-R-E-C-H-O.
What does that mean?
That's the type of storm that came through last night.
So what is that? Like
the hydration levels are like off the chart, and the wind combines, and it basically forms like tornadoes, more or less.
You had one in your backyard?
It can't. Like right where near you, I mean? Live, yeah, we were on the news as like, if you live in this area of Philadelphia, you know, basically take shelter. And Addie was like, we have to wake the baby and go in the basement. And I was like, would you stop it? We're fine. I was like standing by the window.
Wait, your wife said that to you?
Yeah, she wanted to wake the baby and go down in the basement. I was like, this isn't Kansas.
Oh, she said that. Okay.
Because the news last night was tornado coming through the city. And it got pretty wild there for 5 minutes, but it passed.
2020 coming to get you.
Yeah, there was a lot of trees, I know, down in South Jersey and stuff. A lot of people were having tough times over there.
There was an awful, I don't even want to get into it because it's so sad, and I feel like we've had enough sad things to talk about, but like people died yesterday.
Did they really?
Because of the weather, like trees falling and all that.
Yeah.
It's awful. Like, hey, if anyone's listening right now that's affected by that, heart goes out to you. That's I mean, that's a sudden thing, obviously. So, yeah, it was pretty real last night. But you are listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. We'll get back into Major League Baseball because I just don't think it's happening. I think yesterday baseball basically just said, that's it. And it's going to take a miracle for them to have a 2020 baseball season. There is a silver lining to it that we'll get to a little bit later. But as I said earlier, I wanted to get into kind of the basketball scene here. Because we're going to get a chance in, I can't believe it's even going to be over a month. And when we were breaking down the fact that the NBA is going to vote on this today, 12:30, they're going to have a conference call.
Yep.
The eight teams that aren't playing in the tournament, like Lloyd Pierce's Hawks, are they going to be on the conference call today? Or is it the only 22 teams that are basically invited to this tournament? And if you're the eight teams that aren't invited, do you have some kind of like NIT version of the NBA championship? Is that what you
mean? No, I'd be in like Bali right now. I was in one of those water huts, like away from everything.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be leaving my house. I'd still be home. I'd be like, the hell with this. I had to stay right here. But like, seriously, are they even involved on the call today? I would think they'd have to approve it. Oh, yeah, don't invite us.
Yeah, and they want to make their voices heard. Like if I'm one of the eight teams and I say, my gripe is, okay, we're not invited, understand, whatever. But we're not going to see each other for a total of 10 months. Do you have some kind of a directive for us? Like, can we convene somewhere? Can we do something to get together? Because I'm telling you, these coaches, they don't like being away from their players. Not that I'm breaking news here, but they don't like to be away from their players this long.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to figure something out for those eight teams that aren't involved and somehow maybe get them together to do something. You know, have scrimmages, whatever it may be. Because you can't say, oh, no, it's safe enough for these 22 teams. No, we don't want to get you eight together. That could be dangerous.
It could be dangerous, but let's think about this for a second. Before they get to Orlando, where you're going to have the testing and all that, does the testing actually start at training camp?
Yeah.
Because think about this. Okay, you can go to Orlando. And as I said before, you know, who knows? Maybe being around the NBA is the safest place in the world from COVID-19 because everyone's getting tested, right? Maybe then people are all around the same people. But what about when you're starting up and you're going through the 2 or 3 weeks, whatever it might be for training camp, and you're still at home, you're still living your regular life, and you might be going out and doing whatever. And people that live in Jersey, what is it, next week? You could go out to eat outside dining?
Yeah, 15th.
So when you think of it like that, when's the testing start? That would be imperative. That would be, I think, crucial in learning that as a player, especially if you're in an area where it's not necessarily a hotspot. And you're going to be going to Orlando with all these other people, like people from Philadelphia, people that live in Jersey, people in New York that might be going down to Florida in Orlando and bringing it with them. I would assume before you get on a flight, you're going to get tested. I would assume that would be the case.
I guess.
But let's take away the term superstar for a second. What if one of your players gets, you know, contracts COVID-19? So he's not going to Orlando now?
So, and if you're going to Orlando and it's only immediate family, would you assume that you're going to your extended family to say goodbye?
I guess. I'm not going to see you for a couple of months.
See you, mom and dad.
Pretty much.
You know, go over and say goodbye. Oh, I'll give me a hug.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad is a worker. I don't know. Maybe your dad's a construction guy who still is on the job, who's out going, you know. It's stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's just minimal stuff that you don't really think about. But, yeah, that's... I don't know what they're going to do. Come on, here we go. Boarding zone one. Oh, wait a second. You're an NBA player? Yeah, stand over there. You're going to get tested first.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know. They've answered some questions the NBA has, and I applaud them for that. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone tests positive, that person will be quarantined. The team has to all test negative before they can take a court again, blah, blah, blah. So they've answered some questions, but amazing, Mark, without even thinking about it, you just came up with another one, you know, right off the bat.
Look, one of the things that Jeff Passan reported about Major League Baseball 2 weeks ago now was I think they got it down to a 67-page document of safety for the players, and it wasn't even highlighted. If somebody's on a road trip and gets it, how do they get home? Like, are they on their own? I mean, I know that might seem like a simple, oh, yeah, they have to get a flight home. Well, then now you're putting that person on a commercial flight with other people?
Driving?
Yeah. You're going to send a bus? Send the Outback Steakhouse Madden Cruiser to go pick him up? That thing, I saw it in person. It was pretty awesome. Not for nothing. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
Sorry,
you're going to have to drive cross-country.
I guess.
By yourself.
I guess.
And you might not feel good in, you know, within the next 24 hours.
I feel like throughout all these proposals, and it looks like this is going to get done, but as we learned from the NBA, or excuse me, as we learned from the NHL, the questions aren't going to stop, even if you do make an announcement. And most likely, we'll get an announcement other than Woj just reporting news. We'll probably get Adam Silver, just like Gary Bettman, on a camera and him saying things about how everything starts up. But I hope that they have everything ironed out as far as the what, because the NHL didn't even have ironed out the what entirely. And we've highlighted those things throughout the last couple of weeks. But it feels like with any proposal that comes up, it feels like you're a kid in school taking a test and you go to hand it in to a teacher and the teacher hands you another test saying, good, now complete these questions. It's like, wait, I'm not done? It feels like it's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
And when they get to Orlando, I always break it down to this. Who brings the ice? All the logistics, you can plan a party, then somebody forgets the ice. There's something that gets overlooked. And the NBA planning all this to happen in Orlando. And by the way, just over the last 2 weeks, saying we're not going to have 16 teams, we're going to have 22, adding those players, adding those personnel staff members to that same quote-unquote party in that campus environment that they're planning on having in Orlando, they cannot have covered everything. I hope they have, for the players' sake, for our sake as fans who want to see this, I hope they've covered everything, but it seems almost impossible to cover everything in this scenario.
Yeah, and as I said last week, that the NBA has probably had hours upon hours of meetings of the most minute subject that we could possibly even think of, right? They probably have covered just about everything. And I think yesterday Woj's report even came out with it a little, the players and coaches will be allowed to go out and go golfing. Like, they've even thought of that as much as to address it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could talk about it like, yeah, I know guys are going to go out and do things. All right, but they probably had a meeting for hours on end about what places they can go to eat, where they can golf, how they're going to go about golfing. You know, all of that stuff. So I think they've probably talked about just about everything you can endlessly. But you know what, Mark? It could take an idiot like me to walk in the room and say, oh, did you guys talk about this? Meeting at 12:30. Because that's how many questions there are about all this.
I like having just an idiot walk in the room and be like, did you guys think about this? Like, you ever just meet somebody, like, I don't know who it might be. You mentioned a friend of your wife's that doesn't really follow sports at all.
Yeah, right.
That person ever walk in a room and say something about sports that you never thought of?
Yeah.
So that can happen.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, but it makes you feel like you're the idiot.
Right.
And it's like, wow, I never really thought about.
That's why you can't come off as you know everything all the time.
Yeah,
you're always learning. That's the outlook I have on life. You always learn. Everybody can teach you something.
Speaking of learning something, I never would have predicted this would be a replacement for Frank Rizzo, but apparently people are starting this up. We'll talk about that when we return. Also, we'll dive a little bit deeper into baseball and basketball. And baseball is done, as far as I'm concerned, with the owners walking away from the table. Could this be any more dramatic? Like, this is like high school prom dramatic level. So we'll get to that a little bit later. And we'll also talk about the NBA as far as the Sixers go, involved in 22 teams, how they'll look when it comes to matching up with these other guys. Time at the Fanatic is 7:12.
Drew Brees find himself in some hot water around the league yesterday after his comments about the flag. I'm Jamie Lynch, and this update is brought to you by the Ad Council. When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers, but that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same. For more info about adoption, visit adoptuskids.org. Drew said in an interview with Yahoo Finance that he would never agree with anyone disrespecting the flag during the national anthem by kneeling. His own teammates, including former Eagle Malcolm Jenkins, were very outspoken in their disagreement with his stance. NFL teams may be on track to return to their team facilities in time for training camps this year, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. MLB pitcher Trevor Bauer on the Pat McAfee podcast thinks there's a 95 to 100% chance that the MLB season is resumed this year. The NBA has announced plans to play a 22-team tournament for the playoffs in Orlando, Florida, beginning on July 31st this year. ESPN's Kevin Negandhi joins the morning show at 9 a.m. I'm Jamie Lynch, and that's your Fanatic Sports Update.
It's Barzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Cuz. Listen, we're all anxious to watch sports again. And of course, that includes betting on all the games, right? But while we wait, Parx Casino is here to help. With the new Parx Real Money Casino app, you can play your favorite casino games right over the phone. And yes, for real money. That's right. Play blackjack, slots, poker, even craps. All on your phone or laptop. Only from my casino and sportsbook of choice, Parx Casino and Sportsbook. What a great way to help us through the spirit of no sports, right? It's easy, it's fun, and you can do it now by downloading the Parx Real Money Casino app and play on all your devices anywhere in PA. And sign up now, and Parx will match your first online casino deposit up to $500. Just use the promo code JACKPOT. So come on, join the fun, play some blackjack, maybe some poker, craps, even slots. Just download the Parx Casino app and use promo code JACKPOT. Start playing now. It's a blast. Got to be 21 and in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Service First Heating and Air Conditioning is at your service all summer long with repairs and maintenance performed safely in your home. Need a new system? Service First is at your service with 0% financing for 72 months on qualifying units. Schedule service today at servicefirsthvac.com. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family at 975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
There's never been a better time than now to try Performance Meal Prep's home delivery service. For as little as $8.50 per meal, you'll get freshly made, fully cooked, and deliciously healthy meals delivered straight from our kitchen to your door. You just heat, eat, and enjoy. Orders must be placed by Friday at 5 p.m. for Sunday or Monday delivery. For great value, great health, and great taste, try Performance Meal Prep today. Quality meals delivered right to your doorstep. Heat, eat, enjoy. PerformanceMealPrep.com.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swcolorchips.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. And when you're ready to paint, buy online or call your local Sherwin-Williams store for curbside pickup and get everything you need without leaving your car.
Anyone who builds, remodels, or repairs for a living, we know the way you work has changed. That's why Lowe's is committing today to build new ways to keep you working tomorrow. We are proud to introduce the new Lowe's for Pros job site, powered by Stream, an augmented video chat tool so you can be there for your customers without actually being there. And the cost to use? Try it free through October 31st at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Just one of the reasons why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Services subject to Stream terms. Lowe's loyalty membership required. More terms apply.
It's time to get to the yard. It's time to get outside and make it amazing. To get to the grass in the sunny afternoons. It's the season to get your backyard ready for action. To get the lawn lush and green and get rid of those pesky patches. It's easy to make your lawn better than ever with Scotts. Because even though this year may feel different, the best things never change. So let's get to it. This is your season. Time to enjoy it. Scotts, get to the yard.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Here at AutoZone, we're all about helping you get what you need to keep life moving. Like for that next oil change. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil, an STP Extended Life Oil Filter, and a Monster Energy Drink, all for just $33.99. And if you need something fast, you can get it fast your way. Whether it's next day delivery or free same day pickup, in-store or curbside, the choice is yours. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Hey, Philadelphia. Things are slowly going back to normal, and Dunkin' wants to help get you running again. DD Perks members enjoy large hot coffees from Dunkin' for $1.49. Not a DD Perks member? Join on the Dunkin' app today for an easy, contactless way to order and pay, pick up in-store, or at the drive-thru. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
Now, more of Farsetta in the Morning.
With Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Coming a little bit later, I said earlier in the week, Bob, and I don't regret it. I stand by what I said. Really questioning my wife's choice in television. All right. And during the pandemic, as we know, we haven't had the games to watch. So there's been more of a nightly show she'll enjoy here.
Right.
She gave up on The Wire.
Are you well versed in Vanderpump Rules these days?
No, I'm not. That is the first thing she puts on when I'm like, hey, babe, I got to go down and do some work or whatever. I got to go down and because I have the office basement now, the Rat Pack Studios, if you will.
Yeah, you know.
And she'll be like, okay, the second I'm gone, I hear the old ladies screaming at each other's like rich faces about their problems, about how the yacht they booked wasn't the yacht that they thought they booked. And I'm like, this is trash. This is garbage television. And she says, it's my trash TV. And I said, that's fine. You know, we all have our, I don't know, we all have our Achilles heel, I guess.
Our vices, yeah.
Nonetheless. As you know, the Frank Rizzo statue had been taken down in Center City. It went down in the wee small hours of the morning, through the middle of the night, rather, under the quiet of night, and it was taken down. So, as a lot of people know, there's been a lot of vandalism to the Frank Rizzo mural on 9th Street in South Philadelphia in what's known as the Italian Market.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been down there, you've walked past the mural 1,000 times. It's been vandalized a bunch of times. People have spray-painted the word fascist over it and all that. So now it looks like that mural is also coming down, but they don't know what they're going to replace it with. So we'll see what they replace it with. However, there is one suggestion, although I don't really feel as if it's a credible suggestion, but it's one thing that people do want to see go up. And have you seen this yet, Jamie Lynch? Do you know what they want to put up there? Do you know?
I think I do.
Do you think you know, Bob? I think you know what they want to put up there.
Yeah.
I feel like this guy has gotten, or this creature has gotten too much love right out of the gate already. And although some of it's warranted,
a Harambe mural.
It's not.
They're bringing Harambe back
too soon. Is that 4 years? How long ago is
that's
that?
That's been a while.
Yeah, it's
been a while since Harambe. I still enjoy the Harambe t-shirts every now and then. Joel Embiid probably rocked the best one, but apparently there's a petition that started right now to in Frank Rizzo's place on the mural in South Philadelphia to replace him, Gritty.
Oh no, it's not what I saw.
Oh, you didn't see that? Well, what did you see?
I saw replace the Frank Rizzo statue with the Malcolm Jenkins fist in the air statue.
Okay.
Well, wait, you're talking statue,
yeah,
you're talking
mural. Not right. Mural. I hadn't seen this at all. No.
Oh, no. Okay.
I had only seen the Malcolm Jenkins statue.
The last I saw, the goal is set at 1,000 signatures and they're already at like 850. So hey, I don't know. Look, I don't know where a lot of this stuff goes. Like, as much
I mean,
as
the Fanatic's more deserving than Gritty, if we're being honest.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Gritty's new on the scene.
But I don't think they're going to go sports down the Italian market. No, I think they're going to do something. Nice bottle of wine.
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I would do.
I don't know.
Nice bottle of red up
nice
there.
Bottle, yeah. Nice bottle of Chianti.
Yeah, going, something good.
Although,
yeah, Gritty is
a lot
Gritty's
of praise.
On top of it.
Right? A lot of praise.
When was the
Gritty?
Last time you saw Gritty?
He was bouncing ping pong balls off pots and pans, and he was putting them in like solo cups.
Ah,
did you see that?
I did. I think the last I saw of him, he was wearing the astronaut uniform before the space launch. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I didn't see that.
So Gritty's a man about town.
Is there
a thing about town?
Critter.
Critter about town.
He's a mascot about town.
Mascot about town. Yeah.
I don't know what you would create. I don't know. But I will say this. As much as I really enjoy Gritty, and I think he deserves the vast majority of praise that Gritty gets, there's a lot of love for a guy that's been around for a couple of years.
Yeah.
If we're going OG, you look at a guy like the Philly Fanatic that I think is the man amongst boys, as one baseball writer once put it, as they were taken there. I believe it was at the All-Star game where they have all the mascots get together. Philly Fanatic walks into the shot. Guy goes, man amongst boys, the Philly Fanatic. And I'm like, damn right. Gritty gets a lot of the attention right out of the gate. Like, well, it didn't happen as soon as he threatened the Pittsburgh Penguin, the Penguin, the Iceberg, whatever that fellow's name is. As soon as he threatened him, everyone fell in love with Gritty.
Yeah, Gritty wasn't loved at. It wasn't love at first sight. It was more hate at first sight.
It was like, we're the Flyers. We don't need a mascot.
But when Gritty came out, it was like, what the hell is that? Remember the reaction away? Oh.
Yeah, we thought it.
But
was.
But then he evolved and quickly. And it was probably because what you just said, because he went against the Pittsburgh mascot.
He threatened the city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah. That's always cool.
And it's either that or threaten the Dallas Cowboys in some way, shape, or form. And then you'll be loved forever. to welcome this conversation again, and it is something that I feel like we've fallen back on. And at 12:30 today, the owners will vote on a proposed plan, and the teams will vote on a proposed plan to get the NBA underway again. And basically, it's what the NHL is doing with more teams than just the teams that would be qualifying for the playoffs. They're going to have a qualifying round. They're going to have their seeds. All of it will be determined for seeding. They're taking 13 teams from the Western Conference, I believe it is, and they're taking 9 teams from the Eastern Conference, which includes the 76ers. I feel weird saying this, and I know there'll be more conversation about it, but we'll finally get to see whether or not the eternal optimist Sixer fans were right in saying that, oh, best basketball was in front of them. And I fall victim of this as well. I'm not excluding myself here. Oh, best basketball is in front of them, or this team's built for the playoffs. We'll finally find out if that's true. And if that is true, how much a layoff would help maybe a guy like Al Horford rest a little bit, 33 years old? How much a guy like Ben Simmons could use that time to rest his back with the pinched nerve, the nerve impingement in his back, and whether or not he can come back from the 100% healthy, or whether or not the layoff hasn't helped that much. Like, we'll find out all of that, not tomorrow, not next week, but still what most likely will be a little less than 2 months.
Yeah, and the 8 games that'll lead up to it, you know, before everything gets started and, you know, determine your seeding and all that, according to Keith Pompey, the Sixers would play the Pacers, the Wizards, the Raptors, Suns, Blazers, Rockets, Wizards, Magic.
So you get the Wizards twice.
That's pretty nice. Pretty nice 8 games.
Let's go. Win. Win. Lose. Lose. Win. Lose. Win. Lose. 8-5-3.
Oh, go. There you go. 5-3.
5-3.
All right, so they beat the Pacers, who they're tied with right now in the Eastern Conference?
That's right.
That's all that matters. Now, all of a sudden, the Pacers are the team, the Pacers are the team to beat. Now, the Raptors are still the team that scares me because they've had some vast improvement despite not bulking up their team by any means. They've improved the players that they have had. Good job there by Nick Nurse. But if you're the Sixers and you're looking at yourself in the mirror, what are you? Are you a team that was waiting for this moment to have some kind of shortened schedule, to have some kind of playoff push without having to play the final 17 games of your regular season, which, by the way, we're most likely going to be without Ben Simmons? How's Joel Embiid coming back? Is he going to be in shape? Has he taken his time off seriously and not let himself go, you know, by average Joe standard, let himself go? How do they fare in the midst of all this?
Who are you starting? Like, who's coming off the bench?
As much as I want to say, 3 months, Ben Simmons is fine. 3 months, Joel Embiid stayed in shape. 3 months, Al Horford got the rest he needed. 3 months. As much as I want to say that time passed and the Sixers are going to be a better team for it and they're going to be thrown into a situation that they're much better suited for, it comes down to a will to win, comes down to skill. And I think if you play the regular season in that same mindset, and you don't crank it up a notch, with the exception of a game you shot, 48% from three? The only other game that gives you the most hope is aside from the one where they shot 48% against the Bucks on Christmas Day, the only other one is the win at home against the Clippers. And then some of that went away because you might not have had Ben Simmons, but when you went to L.A. to play the Clippers, you didn't exactly fare well. Shake Milton went off in that game. Well, other than that, didn't give you a lot of hope. My biggest push for optimism has nothing to do with how the Sixers are supposed to be shaped and how they're supposed to be built for the playoffs. My biggest vote of confidence in the Sixers comes from a roster change. And it comes down to how really a guy like Brett Brown changes his roster up with a starting five and also the incorporation of Shake Milton on the floor with Ben Simmons. Because Shake Milton, I feel, is much better suited to play a combo guard position. He can play a point guard position that's more traditional to allow Ben Simmons to go near the basket where he's more comfortable, where he might actually go to the basket, get fouled, and go to the line. Not that he's some 100% free throw shooter, but I think the offense runs a little bit smoother when you allow Ben to be more of an offensive scorer for you.
Yeah, and Shake showed you a lot, and much of the things that you just said, Mark. Two quick questions for you before we get to this great next caller. Would you rather have Boston and move on to Toronto, or Miami and move on to Milwaukee? Because if you're the latter. You'd rather have Miami to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
You just want to jump right into beat the best.
I just think Boston and Toronto, and I know that's how this sounds coming out, are tougher matchups.
Yeah, I agree. I would rather go
I think the two of them together are tougher, because I think Miami, it will be a series, but I think you can beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And Milwaukee, I just think they kind of match up decently with.
I think the better matchup is against Milwaukee.
Yeah, and I know that sounds nuts.
No, it doesn't at all.
That's why I asked it.
I think Boston and Toronto is murderer's row there.
I feel good against Boston. I don't feel good against Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto just seems to just have the Sixers number. And you know how I know that? Quadruple doink. All right? Yeah. The basketball gods hate us.
And here's the other quick one.
Yes.
So, you know, in the playoffs, you trim the roster. You trim the basically, you know, what you have coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Of Horford, Thibel, Korkmaz, Robinson, Burks, Scott, you're probably going to have to knock two of those off of your rotation.
Right.
Scott.
Scott's one. Is it between Burks and Robinson? Does Korkmaz get the heave-o? I think you have to have Thibel in the rotation.
You need a Korkmaz if you're playing in Milwaukee or somebody.
Yeah. So it comes down to probably a Robinson and an Alec Burks.
Wow.
Wow. What, two guys you traded for.
Yeah. And
to change the roster.
You're probably going to have to tell one of them you're not coming off the bench.
Probably.
So, yeah. So anyway, it's good to just dip into a little X and O's of the Sixers.
Absolutely. So. Now, one of the great stories that has come out of the whole protest situation has been people trying to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at sports as a way to bring people together, whether there's a pandemic, whether there's protests, whether there's political or racial unrest, we look at sports. Well, this young man has been looking at sports along with some other people, and we'll talk to him right now. Khalil Gardner, we put out the call for you yesterday. You're on the line with us right now. What's happening?
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, I understand it's you and Stefania, whose name I think I've butchered a number of times. Can you say her last name for me?
I actually think I'll butcher it too.
Oh, wow. Okay. I've been communicating with her on Instagram. I'm hoping to get an interview with her as well. How did all this start up from your point of view? How did you get involved in this?
Okay, so I'll start from the beginning. Stefania is the content creator. She's a hooper. She works very hard. She's been doing this for about, she said, 6 years. We met her about a year ago last year, me and Quill, the other one that's with me working. We met her about a year ago. She was shooting content on a court. We were just hooping, and we saw her, and she was shooting a video. She said, y'all guys wanted to play one-on-one with us? We said, sure. We played. We got our info. We saw ourselves in a video a couple months later.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we started becoming close friends. So she was a little upset about everything that's happening. And she said she wanted to peacefully protest the best way she knew she could. And if anybody wanted to help, then they could tag along. My friend Quill, he said, I'll tag along. And he called me and told me. And I said, I'll tag along too. So all I knew was that I was going to help her drag a court around the city and try to peacefully protest the best way we could. I didn't know it was going to blow up like this. And she was the whole mastermind behind it. And the thing is, like, the picture that got viral, that went Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the poster boy for it. I kind of felt guilty because I was getting a bunch of the credit for something that wasn't even my idea in the first place.
Right. No, Khalil, good on you, man. You're doing the right thing. That's not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thank you. Like, at the end of the day, I just wanted to do something that was positive, that spread love, that eased the tension.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's really all her idea.
Khalil, now, yeah, you were featured on SportsCenter. I know they also used it on Instagram. I know, I think it was Hoops Hype picked up the story. House of Highlights picked up the story. And really, it's an incredible story. And you were the one in the picture that I think was tweeted out by a WHYY reporter, and yeah, all the credit went to you. Now, you're a part of it, but Stefania really started this a couple of years ago. Now, when it came to, what was the first day you guys decided to take a basketball hoop in the middle of the protest?
Actually, this is something that she has been doing before this whole protest pandemic thing. This is something that she's done before, but it's just something, it's the best way that she knows how to approach us to bring love together. The first day that we did it, it was about 2 days ago.
Okay.
So we did it 2 days in a row. That first day was the day that it went viral. That lady that works for WHYY, her name is Nina Feldman. She's a very nice lady. She just randomly started interviewing us.
Oh, nice.
And she took a picture, and that's the one that went viral. She tweeted it.
All right. Now, so what's the plan now? Are you guys still going out in the city?
Yeah, we're planning to go out. My social media has been buzzing. It's been going crazy. I was on Bleacher Report. I was on Overtime. I was on ESPN. I don't know how to react to this type of attention. I'm not used to going viral like she is.
Yeah.
I'm not. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, she has like 155,000 followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's the one that's like used to this. I'm not at all. I'm getting so many DMs saying, we love what you're doing. Keep going. Love from Istanbul, England. Wow. It's just so much. And yeah, we're planning to go back on Saturday.
Khalil.
Did it yesterday.
Oh, Khalil, where are you from, man?
I'm from North Philly. Stefania, I think her nationality is like Europe, but I think she's from Philly too. Quill, the other one I work with, we know each other. We live down the street from each other. But yeah, us two are from North Philly.
All right, so Saturday you guys are planning on going out again?
Yes, sir.
I might be seeing you.
Yeah, we might have to catch up with you.
And what else I love about this, Khalil, is that you guys have a sign that says, we got hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had to make that disclaimer so not everybody is like, COVID. Yeah.
Khalil, what's the best reaction you've gotten during the protests when you know people are going by and maybe their minds are focused obviously on this serious situation and they look over at you and see you? Have you seen like some great reactions from people when they see you with the basketball and the hoop?
Yeah, especially the second day because the first day went viral and then people started recognizing us. And I think the best reactions are when actual cops come up to us and say, "Hey, we know y'all. Can I get a shot?" And it's like, That's the point that we're trying to get to. We're trying to ease the tension and make everything just positive.
That's great, man. We were talking about this because Bob and I were actually joking about this the other day about those hoops that you got to fill up with water or sand or whatever it might be. And yep. That's the kind of hoop you guys have. So does somebody just stand on it? Like, how do you guys get this thing around?
Yeah, we had to actually disassemble it, take it from her place, and take it, reassemble it, and just drag it. Like, it has wheels. So you can roll it, but it's that's a heavy thing. It's heavy.
So you're sitting on the back of it, kind of when people shoot, so it doesn't come over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Please tell me you guys have some kind of like big truck, SUV, something. How are you guys getting this thing around?
Nope. We rolled it all the way from Fairmount to City Hall to Rittenhouse to the Art Museum. Just all three people just taking
amazing.
Turns.
Amazing. Yep. That's awesome. Like, you guys. I know you said you realized that this has had a huge impact because of how it did go viral and you guys getting this attention, which is great. But did you ever expect it to be this much of something that resonated with the people that really needed this kind of outlet?
No, I never would have thought it would have became this big. And Stefania herself said she knew it would get like a good turnout, but she's never went viral like this. And she was really the mastermind because she took a risk because we could have went out and people could have not took it that well. They could have thought that we weren't taking it seriously.
Right.
That basketball isn't what we should be thinking about right now. So she was the one that really went out on a limb.
Mm-hmm.
So I really give credit to her on that one because this is something she said before she went out, she was nauseous because she didn't know how people would react to
sure,
it.
Sure.
Yeah. So it was tough. We was nervous because we didn't know how people would think of us.
Talking with Khalil Gardner, who has been part of the group going around playing basketball around Philadelphia during the protests, and it is something spectacular. Who else have you got? I know I've seen a lot of cops play with you guys, which is great to see everybody together playing basketball that way. Any other great memories of doing this with maybe some other people that have been part of the protest?
Yeah. When we first started walking up Center City, it was a group of about seven of us. By the time we got to maybe Rittenhouse, it was such a big group, about like 25 of us, it seemed like. And that's the thing that I liked about it. It was not only cops, it was civilians, it was people that we might have recognized, it was random people that were protesting. And it was such a good feeling to be able to bring so many people together.
Mm. Now, how old are you?
You know what's funny? Some of the headlines have me. It says silly teen. I am not a teen at all. I'm 26 years old.
Okay.
Oh, you're like old, man.
I just have a baby face. That's
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm a bald bearded man. I've looked like this since I was about 14, so I never had that problem. But did you play ball in high school and stuff?
No, I've been playing ball all my life. Like pickup. I just love the game. That's how all of us actually met each other. I met Quill through playing basketball, and I met Stefan through basketball last year. So that's really the testament to all of us. Like basketball can really bring people together. And I've gotten messages, so many messages saying, hey, basketball is the one thing that could bring so many people together, no matter the race, religion, creed. It can always bring people together.
Have you guys gotten any responses from any professional athletes, any celebrities reaching out telling you what a great job you're doing?
Me personally, it's funny because I've got messages from Ben Simmons and Carmelo Anthony, and I was like, I didn't know how to respond. I was like, looked at the messages, and I was like shaking. I didn't know how to respond.
That's awesome.
Could you share what Ben told you?
Ben just wants to come out with it. He wants to play. And Melo told me, he gave me compliments. I really appreciated it. It's surreal.
Carmelo Anthony said that.
Yes,
Melo,
and he's my favorite player in the league right now to watch. So it's different. I don't know how to take all this in. It's different. It feels like I'm going to wake up right now and it's all going to be not reality.
Wait, who's your favorite player to watch in the league right now, Melo or Ben Simmons?
Carmelo.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Has he been a favorite since you've been watching basketball? You kind of grew up with him.
No, my favorite player of all time used to be Derrick Rose, but since he got injured, a bunch of injuries and stuff, Carmelo was my favorite to watch.
How about that?
My favorite player of all time is still Derrick Rose, though.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, wait, who's your favorite basketball team?
Trailblazers.
What's that? Huh? How did that happen?
Yeah. Because I really like that Dame CJ combo and the organization seems like very kosher.
I would never thought in a million years you would have told me that. I would have never thought in a million years you would have told me that. That's amazing, man. Hey, look, you're doing an amazing job. You, Stefania, your other friend, give me your other
Quill.
Friend, Quill?
The Quill Shackelford, yeah, Quill.
Who did we talk to yesterday?
Who did y'all talk to yesterday?
Somebody called and said that they were at work and they're a neighbor of yours and they were going to try to get in touch with you with us.
He called me yesterday. I think his name is Ken.
Yes, it was Ken. Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Shout out to Ken.
Khalil, do you mind if I put you on hold and get your number?
No problem.
Yeah, because I'd love to set up an interview with you guys take it a little further because I think you guys are doing such a great thing. You, Stefania, give me his name one more time.
Jaquill.
His phone
Quill.
It's
Lil and it's Quill.
Lil and Quill. Gotcha. Hey, man, thanks for putting so many smiles on people's faces. It's something that a lot of people need right now. And us being in the sports community, of course, and still being members of regular society, normal society, it's always good to see that smile put on people's faces. So I really appreciate that. And that's awesome that Ben Simmons has reached out to you as well, man. That's great.
Yes, sir. We're just trying to do the best we can to spread love.
Well, it's great. Now, I don't know about playing one-on-one, but maybe a free throw shooting contest, because I'm not what you would call in shape. So we'll have that conversation a little bit later. All right, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold.
Thanks,
man.
No problem.
Look at that.
That's terrific.
We put the call out yesterday.
What a great dude.
The not a teen, but young gentleman calls in today, and we were able to have that conversation.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I was doing the research on the people that were doing this, like Khalil, for instance, and Stefania. And Stefania, you know, I'm thinking it's some guy, some people that love basketball and they want to have some fun. Stefania, 155,000 Instagram followers.
Wow.
And you see her like going around playing basketball, I think in New York and Philly. And she just seems awesome. All of them seem great. This is an awesome thing. When we come back, we'll break down the Sixers a little bit more. We'll get into that conversation when we come back here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Drew Brees finds himself in some hot water around the league yesterday after his comments about the flag.
I'm Jamie Lynch, and this update is brought to you by Discover the benefits of a K-12 public cyber education. Commonwealth Charter Academy can provide your child or grandchild with an education in the safe confines of your home at no cost to you. Inquire today about fall enrollment. Visit ccaeducate.me today. Drew said in an interview with Yahoo Finance that he would never agree with anyone disrespecting the flag during the national anthem by kneeling. His own teammates, including former Eagle Malcolm Jenkins, were very outspoken in their disagreement with his stance. NFL teams may be on track to return to their team facilities in time for training camps this year, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. MLB pitcher Trevor Bauer on the Pat McAfee podcast thinks there's a 95 to 100% chance that the MLB season is resumed this year. The NBA has announced plans to play a 22-team tournament for the playoffs in Orlando, Florida, beginning on July 31st this year. ESPN's Kevin Nagandi joins the morning show at 9 a.m. I'm Jamie Lynch, and that's your Fanatic Sports Update.
It's Barzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Right now, you need dependable internet and endless entertainment. Xfinity has you covered with reliably fast speeds and protection for your Wi-Fi connected devices with advanced security. Plus, get the most in-home Wi-Fi coverage with xFi Pods. And when it comes to TV, Xfinity is your home for all your streaming apps. You'll even get Peacock Premium included at no extra cost. We'll also get you up and running quickly with contactless service visits and equipment drop-off. So whether you need to tackle a presentation, a science project, or just your new favorite show in your new favorite sweatpants, Xfinity is here to make it all simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for as low as $54.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Plus, you'll get advanced security included when you get the xFi Gateway. To schedule your free contactless delivery, visit Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 6/15/20. Restrictions apply. New Choice Double Play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee, extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
The summer heat means it's that time of year again to crank up the AC to keep your home cooling more efficient and help you save on high energy bills. Well, I suggest you go to Guida and finally replace your old drafty windows and doors with my good friends at Guida Door and Window. Right now, Guida is offering their best discounts of the year with their big 40% off summer sales event on all expertly installed windows and doors. That's right. You'll get 40% off each window you buy, 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane windows, and you'll get 40% off any door, including entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, you can get your project started today with no money out of pocket and interest-free financing for up to 12 full months. All prior sales excluded. Don't let these big discounts pass you by, so go to Guida today and take advantage of these limited-time savings by calling or scheduling a free in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA. Online, goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office fast to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Hey, guys. I know there's a lot going on right now in the world, and we're all shopping online. I just saw that AT&T started doing two really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They're offering fast, free, no-contact delivery, and curbside pickup so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your home 24/7. Subject to change, restrictions apply.
At CDW, we get that you need a network to keep your business moving forward.
Us for not. Backwards everything, do we?
Either way, CDW has experts who can design and implement a secure, innovative network built on Cisco DNA that learns and adapts to your needs to keep your business moving forward.
Idea good as that.
IT orchestration by CDW. It get who people. I mean, people who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Cisco.
If you love online poker, we've got game. PokerStars, the world's number one poker site, is live in PA. Now that winter is over, spring into winning with poker plus tons more casino games. Ante in today and get $30 free play on your first deposit, plus your next deposit matched up to $600. Now that's a winning hand. Download the PokerStars app or play online at PokerStars.com. Pennsylvania, New Jersey only. In partnership with Mountaineer. 21 and over. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Marzetta in the morning. Now.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
I am very lucky in that I only lost power yesterday for about 30 to 60 seconds. And I know there's some people that are still without power. You lost it for a while, Bob?
Yeah, we lost for over 12 hours.
Jeez.
Yeah, woke up to it. Well, I was kind of awake, but at 3 o'clock this morning it came back, so it was time to go to the coolers and the other places and get the food out and put it back in the refrigerator and freezers.
Some people saying, I think like our friend Porkchop, Victoria, was saying she was told it might not be coming back on until the 6th.
I saw somebody, okay, I knew it was a couple days.
A couple people, yeah, have been said a couple days.
Yeah, the latest notice that we got was that it was going to be out until at least midnight tonight.
Not cool.
No.
Not cool.
Like, look, and all that's going on in the world, I find those things kind of fun. Like, oh, this is cool. We ate outside last night. We were by candle. You know, Donna has like an interview today, so she was studying for that. I was doing my prep work by candlelight at the kitchen table.
Right.
You know, Kyle's hanging down with us. Normally he's up in his room, and Tommy's out. So they were all hanging with us. So, like, that aspect of it, I enjoy. I do. But then, you know, after a while, it gets to be like, all right, come on. And then when you start, you know, the heat starts kicking in a little bit and all that. And yeah, I worry about the kids. I stay awake. So that's why I said this morning I'm struggling a little bit because I didn't sleep hardly at all.
But you got your flat soda.
Yeah, I did. I need a pick-me-up, and I only had one. Yeah. But I feel weird complaining that I didn't sleep.
I understand what you're saying, but
I do. I feel horrible. One of my buddies, you know, we're in a group text. One of my buddies, he's out in Medford by the lakes and stuff, and he lost power last night, but his neighbor had a generator. Talk about people coming together.
Right.
Neighbor came knocking on the door saying, look, I think we can both hook up. Maybe I can get you a room or two going. And, you know, so they did that. And, you know, neighbors were all out in my development last night checking on each other and sitting outside and having their dinners. So
yeah, my buddy Brian Hicks over in Haddonfield, he noticed a tree. He has an elderly woman behind him. Mm-hmm. And the tree fell on her roof, smashed the chimney, roof, like front window. Mm-hmm. And he ran right away as he saw it happen. And he ran into her house more or less to make sure she was all right. She ended up being fine, but it's great to see neighbors, you know, helping out like that.
Of course. And there were people.
Especially during these times.
Yeah, and there were people that died yesterday.
Which yeah, that's
is
just, wild.
It's insane. Awful. Like, we got a tree in our backyard. You guys have seen it. It's a huge tree.
Yeah,
it's big. And it's like, you look at it and go, that's going to have to come down at some point.
Yeah.
And hopefully.
Tree removal is unfortunately very expensive as well.
He's got a machete. Come on, Jay.
Come on. It's me we're talking about here.
And a tool belt. He's got a machete and a tool belt. What more do you need?
Put the tool belt. Next thing you know, I'm going to buy spikes for my shoes so I can climb the trees.
Yeah, there you go.
And just hack them off one at a time.
Man, I did tree removal one summer in college as a job.
Did you?
Oh, my God. Oof. You want some work?
Woo!
It's very rewarding, though.
A beer has never tasted so good as when you get home from a day of removing trees.
I honestly, in my landscaping days, I miss that. How rewarding that was.
Getting home and taking off the socks and cracking a beer, that's a good feeling.
Maybe in a shower beer, treat yourself every once in a while.
That was sort of the best.
But my fondest memory of like losing power as a kid was, and like this was before social media, so like it wasn't like the kids were all texting each other or emailing each other to do this. We had just learned in like biology class that when you read at low light, it strains your eyes and it's really bad for your eyesight. Literally that night, we have power outage. And this is probably like 7th or 8th grade. And nobody did their homework. Nobody did because they said they couldn't do it by candlelight. Because it would strain our eyes. And the teacher was like, of all the days I can't call you on it, this is the day I can't call you on it when I just taught this lesson. And I was like,
nice.
Got a free night of not doing homework.
We had a softball game one time. And the sponsor was our corner bar. And we had a game, played the game, and then, you know, typical summer night, it looks like this huge storm's coming in. So we go back to the bar, and we're hanging in there. Power goes out while we're in the bar. And the bar, we didn't know if he was going to tell us, all right, you guys got to head out. And he's like, nah, you got to drink all the beer that's in the refrigerator. Let's go. So that was a great time. And then another time exactly. So we were stuck in there. I think we made the excuses to our wives or girlfriends, whatever we had at the time, that the locking system went out, so we were locked in. I don't know. We made something up. But another time I was in that bar and we're just sitting there after a game. A cop comes running in. Guys, stay in place. We have activity out here, and shuts the door. And we look at each other. We go, okay. And sure enough, there's a guy like holed up down the street with a gun, you know, was losing his mind a little bit. But yeah, they held us in place for like a good 3 or 4 hours.
I hate to tell you, Bob, but the first story you told, I talked to some of your friends. The power didn't go out. You blacked out. So it's like you were really drunk that night. Nah. And carried you.
Never done that.
No, that's you never blacked out?
I don't get to that point. No, I never.
Even when you're a kid and you're just learning how to drink?
No.
I like what Dave Attell. Dave Attell calls it time traveling. And I consider it more of time traveling than blackout.
Yeah, and I hear the blackout drunk stuff, but no, I never have gotten there. No. I know like that's enough.
I feel like
Have I crossed the line maybe or whatever? Yeah, but no, I don't get to the point of just like, oh God, he's passed out in the middle of the couch, or no, I don't. I'm not saying I'm right or wrong. I'm just saying it doesn't happen.
Jamie, you buying that? You buying what he's saying?
No.
I don't believe it either.
Why would I lie to you guys about that?
Because you're the responsible adult in the room. I don't know.
No, I'm not. Believe me, I'd rather be the immature kid. Trust me.
No, I mean, it's
I don't want to lend to that adult in the room at all. I'm offended when you even bring it up.
It's a miscusi. I wanted to bring this up with you guys again because I trashed her earlier in the week about TV taste. And you asked us what we learned, Bob. It was a poignant question. Kind of during the pandemic, what did we learn? I think this was actually late last week that the question came up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I learned that my wife has terrible TV taste. Like, for instance, we started watching The Wire. We watched like 4 episodes, 5 episodes
and
together.
And then she said no?
And she's out. Okay, we started watching Deadwood.
What, she didn't like McNulty?
I guess not. I don't know. I, you know what? She's
Omar? Did she meet Omar?
We got to Omar, and I think she's like, I'm out.
How do you not love Omar?
I don't know. He's an adorable figure in the show.
A man's got to have a code, Celeste.
I think we got 2 episodes of Omar.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Omar coming.
I mean, so many different things. But anyway, so she bailed on it. Now I got to watch it on my own at some point, and I will. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And then we started watching Deadwood. And
Al Swearinger, great character.
She's not in. She hates it. She doesn't want to watch it.
So she hates history.
But I believe so. Mm-hmm. She doesn't hate the Wild. She hates the Wild West. She wished it was more tame, I guess. It was too much for her. People didn't bathe enough.
There's a key word there. It's wild.
Exactly. And there's too many like prostitutes running around for her liking, I guess.
It's the oldest profession in the world, Celeste.
Have some respect. Okay?
Jeez.
So I think she might have totally redeemed herself, though, with her latest choice. Not my choice, her latest choice. And I want to know if anybody else's significant other has surprised them with their television taste during pandemic, because this shocked the hell out of me, because my wife and I, we've been binging It's Always Sunny. We've been watching that. Like, mm-hmm. We've seen most of it. We're binging it. Usually it's like our dinner show.
Yeah, it's a great background. Yeah, just kind of zone out.
Exactly.
Come in and out.
And then she drops this on me yesterday. Or a couple of days ago.
Bob, have you ever seen It's Always Sunny before we move on here?
A couple episodes, no, I haven't sat down and like binged or anything like that, no.
Fair enough.
If I ever talked to Rob McElhenney, the first question I would ask him would be, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Why is the open filmed at night? I don't know why that ninjas my brain, but it ninjas my brain every time.
I believe they shot that on like a home, that was like his pilot audition tape that he shot on like a home camcorder, like driving around the city.
Here's my guess. They meant to shoot during the day, blacked out drunk, and then it was like, oh, it's due tomorrow, so let's shoot. So I would ask Rob McElhenney why it's at night. But anyway, I digress. So we're watching it, and my wife's talking about different shows that she wants to watch. Okay. And she drops this on me. She goes, did you ever watch Sopranos? And I said, you know, it's funny, that show, I did watch it, but I didn't really, I jumped on in like the final two seasons. Because I think the sixth season was really like two or three seasons in one, but it was divided over time. It was like, now the second part of season six, now the eighth part of season six. So it was technically like six seasons, but I think the last season, like 20 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I never watched like the first maybe four seasons of that show.
Really?
Yeah, I never got into it. And it's, I don't know why, but I just never got into it. So right now, on my wife's demand or suggestion, we're watching Sopranos.
That's awesome.
I can't
believe it. Did you start season one, episode one?
Season one, episode one.
And isn't it funny how his accent changes from the first episode to like two and three and four, then he becomes the real attack. But well, the like, first episode,
he gets more fat and nasally.
I was going to go to
the
late great James Gandolfini. Yes, let's just say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I the first thing that jumped out at me was the weight. That he was like
his voice does change though. Like
dramatically.
There's the accent, but then it's like a nasally fat guy voice.
And I'm really enjoying it. Like
it's
I know it was a great show, but
I have some bootleg DVDs from Ecuador that I bought when I was down there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.